こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
1個目、福岡県筑前町の安中学校で午後の授業に集中して取り組めるよう昼寝の時間を設ける取り組みを始めました。昨年生徒にアンケートを取ったところ、3割以上が睡眠が十分でないと回答したため、月曜と水曜のお昼休みの後に10分間生徒と教職員全員が昼寝をすることになりました。昼寝の時間中は教室のカーテンを閉め、クラシック音楽を流します。
Yasu Middle School in Chikuzencho, Fukuoka is introducing a lunch nap time for children in an effort to improve their concentration during afternoon classes. According to a survey of students done last year, more than 30% of the students responded saying that they were not getting enough sleep. The 10-minute nap time, which features darkness and classic music, is scheduled for immediately after lunch breaks on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, いいよね。
I like it.
Yeah, me too. なんかね、この福岡県の別の高校ではもう9年前ぐらいからこのお昼寝やってんだって、
うん、
でもこの中学校でやるっていうのはあの全国でも結構珍しいらしくて、日本の学校でどれぐらいこのお昼寝タイムを設けてるのか調べようと思ったんだけど、あんまりデータがなくてよく分からなかったんだけど、
うん、まあ珍しいよね。 So up until what age is this?
Middle school だから12歳から15歳かな。
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think they should have it for high school or not necessary?
I think you could have it for high school. I remember, 私高校生の時いつもすっごい眠かった記憶があんの。なんか高校中高の時ってすごい眠くない？あの学校から帰ってきた後も眠いし、お昼も眠いし、お昼っていうか午後の授業中も眠いし。すごい成長してるからいっぱい食べるし、mm. すごい眠いみたいな感じだった。
I think a lot of people's growth is stunted during this time because of how busy people are.
ね、そう。
You get so much homework. When I was in middle school and high school, I just went straight home and I was just doing homework until I got up in the morning and I just went back to school and it was just, that's all I did.
Yeah, I mean, I thinkYeah, kids are really busy actually, I think, because 学校終わって部活あってその後塾に行って家に帰って学校の宿題をやって、あれば塾の宿題もやってとかじゃん、それプラスお稽古事とかやってたらもう結構忙しいよね毎日。だから、ね、成長期だからね、ね、お昼寝いいんじゃない。先生もね、別に生徒が寝てるんだったら一緒に寝ちゃえばいいし。
And it's just 10 minutes.
So, だからパワーナップ。
You know, how much of that time, other than that 10 minutes, is spent more effectively because of that 10-minute break?
そうだね。
You know, the difference between having to just go through this whole thing solid and being able to lie down and kind of get some rest partway through.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in college, you don't operate on this sort of...middle school or high school schedule, right?
Yeah, もう全員同じだからね、強制的に。だから、大体だってお昼の後の5時間目、6時間目とか結構みんな眠かったもんね。寝てる子とかもいたし、しょうがないよね。
I started sleepy and I ended sleepy.
ずっとじゃん。そう、だから結構面白いなと思った、これは。10分間。あの、パワーナップいいよね。私もやるけど、私結構お昼寝するんだけど。
And you call it a power nap?
Yeah, like I only do it for like 10 minutes or 30 minutes maximum.
What's the power aspect?
なんかその深い眠りについちゃう前に起きると逆にすごいすっきり起きられるの。
Because you avoid deeper phases of sleep?
Yes, yes. それに一回入っちゃって起きるとすごい疲れるから逆に。とか起きるの大変になっちゃうけど、If it's only 10 minutes, 15 minutes, then it's 超すっきりするよ。It's like, wow, 何時間も寝たみたいみたいな感じ。
Have you ever fallen asleep on the train and you wake up exactly at your station and you're immediately, you're just boom, right up on your feet, right out the doors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're making the correct turn
yeah.
to go to the stairs for your 노리카에, like,
yeah,
exact.
Yeah.
And you were unconscious, like, 0.5 seconds ago. You go from
yeah.
completely unconscious on the train, drooling on yourself,
yeah.
to, like, getting up, making it through the doors before they close.
Yeah.
It's what is that phenomenon? I don't understand
it. すごいよね。だから体内時計じゃない?でもそれも結構10分15分じゃん。長い間じゃないじゃん。だから飛行機みたいに逆に8時間とか寝ちゃうと起きた時結構ああ疲れたみたいな。
Mm.
So, yeah, power nap いいと思う。
あの、I want to understand that, that perfect timing, crisp wake up, train sleep that people do.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that people are doing that in any other situation, really.
でもね、ソファーでもできるよ。10分15分で目覚ましかけたら。
Doesn't work. It's not as crisp.
I always do it.
You wake up and you're immediately alert and
まあでもパブリックスペースだからじゃない、no. それはさすがにだからしっかりしないといけないじゃん起きて、mm. 会社でも、ね、お昼寝してる人いるよねあの昼休みの時間に10分とか
Really?
Yeah, I think it works. やっぱ疲れちゃうからね、
mm. I think the college schedule is actually betterWhere you have some classes, but you have some open time
yeah.
in between.
しかもうちの学校さ、水曜日授業なかったじゃん。
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But like, no, 義務じゃん。義務ではなかったじゃん、水曜日。
Mm.
あれが一番良かった。なんか月火行って休んで、木金行って休んでみたいな。全然疲れない。
Yeah, it's way easier than middle school.
ね、だから土日休みだけじゃなくて水曜日もみんなでせーので休みにしちゃえばいいのにね、
うん、
Yeah, too bad 次、ニューヨーク市警は火曜日ツイッターでキャンペーンを展開し MyNYPD ハッシュタグをつけて警官と一緒に写真を撮って投稿するように呼びかけましたすると警官が市民を暴行している場面などを写した写真が殺到複数の警官に押さえつけられている男性の写真に NYPD による無料マッサージと書いたツイートやすでに拘束されている女性の髪の毛を引っ張る警官の写真に NYPD は髪の毛を解いてくれるといったツイートも投稿されましたさらにロス市警やシカゴ警察にまでトレンドが広がっています
The New York Police Department recently launched a Twitter campaign encouraging people to post photos of themselves with police officers along with the hashtagMy NYPD. Unfortunately for the NYPD, the hashtag was hijacked and people responded by posting thousands of photos of police brutality. Deputy Chief Kim Y. Royster responded by saying, The NYPD is creating new ways to communicate effectively with the community. Twitter provides an open forum for an uncensored exchange and this is an open dialogue good for our city. She makes sense.
もういいstatement.用意してあったナイスステイメントって感じだけど、
yeah.
あのこれねハッシュタグ MyNYPD でツイッターで検索すると写真がすごいいっぱい出てきて誰でも見れるんだけど結構すごいよやっぱあのホームレスの男性が発作で倒れてて彼の犬に警官が銃を向けてる写真とか、mm. あとこの間話した映画の Fruitvale Station の写真がついてたりとか、
yeah.
あの結構大量に全然あの元々は多分市民と警官がピースして写ってるような楽しい写真満載になる予定だったんだと思うけど
But those pictures are rare
Yeah, 全然
They're rare.
逆にもう本当に暴力的な写真ばっかり So, yeah, ちょっと失敗だったね
このキャンペーン Does this surprise you at all?
No, no, because this happens, right? It happened to McDonald's before.
Yeah.
あの前にねマクドナルドでの思い出話をツイッターで書きましょうみたいなキャンペーンをマクドナルドが始めたらもう最悪な話ばっかりみんなが
People were posting pictures of food with bugs in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう
Have you ever had anything from McDonald's with a bug in it?
Not from McDonald's, no. But I've seen those pictures. なんかネズミとかさなんか人の指とかなんかいろいろあるじゃんそういうのばっかりが
even if you haven't seen it you've definitely eaten
oh I'm sure
a bunch of bugs
I'm actually really good at spotting bugs and worms in my salad and stuff. So it happens to me a lot. But I feel like I'm just good at spotting it, not just, you know, it's not that I'm getting it more than other people.
But you haven't found any with McDonald's.
マックは、うん、気づいたことない。でもあのファストフードって結構洗ってるもんね、こう洗剤じゃないけどさ、野菜用のやつで。I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's what I heard at least. For Wendy's かな。でも働いたことないからわかんない。本当かどうかわかんないけど。Yeah. ちょっとまあだから企業とかこういう団体とか政府がキャンペーンする際にはちょっと気をつけないといけないよね。
What do you think would happen if they did this in Japan? If they had this, a similar sort of campaign in Japan?
わかんない。どうだろう。まあ結構平和な写真多いんじゃない？日本だったら。
Why? Why do you think it'll be so different?
でもおまわりさんが嫌がりそう、逆に。
Every single foreigner in this country will be posting pictures.
でもなんか日本のおまわりさんのその悪いが悪いことしてるときってあんまフォトジェニックじゃないじゃん。アメリカのやつみたいに、アメリカのって結構みんな武装してこん棒みたいなの振りかざしてるいい感じの悪い写真がいっぱいあるけど、yeah. 日本ってさ、なんか結構ネチネチしたあの職務質問とかだから写真撮ってもあんま面白くないっていうか、yeah. 分かりにくいじゃん。だから、yeah. 日本でやったらここまではならなそうだよね。
I guess that's true.
残念ながら、
I'm curious to see if that's going to change with more and more people having phones and being able to take video and getting on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, あの YouTube とかだといっぱいあるよね。職務質問を受けてるあのビデオで結構警察の人をからかってるというか、バカにしてる。
What are the laws here? Can you take video here?
Yes. あの公務中の警官は肖像権がないはずだから、写真とかビデオとか撮っちゃダメですって言われたら、逆にその言ってるおまわりさんがおかしいから、あの職務質問されたら別にビデオに撮ってもいいんだよ。
Oh, you know what happened in China? Someone was trying... Was it in China? I think it was in China. Someone was trying to take video of authorities there. And they said no.
Yeah.
And so the police, I don't know if it was police, government authorities, thugs, got in a scuffle with this guy that was trying to take the video.
Yeah.
They ended up beating him to death with a mallet.
Oh my God.
A mallet is like the not a mallet, a sledgehammer.
What?
It's like the biggest double-sided hammer.
This
is a weapon you get in like a video game.
どっから出てきたのそれ。
I don't know. But this guy was beaten to death by these people.
Oh my god.
These government thugs in China. And then there was a huge protest.
Right.
And then in this protest they ended up beating four different government officials like to death.
Wow.
In this bus in the middle of the street, and there's like hundreds or thousands of people around that were just taking photos of all these dead bodies.
Okay.
Of the Chinese.
That's crazy.
Authorities. Yeah, it's
yeah,
not
never...
unsimilar to what happened in Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen 職務質問 videos on YouTube in Japan that got violent. Really? It's usually like 口喧嘩みたいな感じ。
Yeah.
And
cops, you see it all the time, yeah?
Yeah, yeah,
people
yeah.
arguing with the police.
Yeah, あとその警察官の人が、あの、ビデオとかを撮ってもいいっていうのを知らなくて、そこをかたくなに、なんか、ビデオ撮るのやめなさいみたいな感じで言って、いや、いいんですよみたいな感じで、変な口喧嘩みたいになってる、yeah. ビデオとかはいっぱいあるけど。Yeah. I don't know.
It's an interesting issue.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I feel like it's everywhere, right? どの国にでもある。
I feel like it's...
問題。
The brutality aspect of it is much worse in the US than it is here.
Yeah, yeah.
The stuff that people complain about here is is just, well, you don't have the same rights here. The Bill of Rights here is pretty pathetic.
Mm.
You know, you don't get to talk to a lawyer for a while. You get like a postcard. You can be in jail for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For like no reason.
Yeah.
They don't even have to press charges.
Yeah.
So the system here is much, much worse.
So,
but the way the police operate within their given system is much worse in the U.S.
Yeah. だから写真とかビデオだとアメリカの方がだから派手だよね。わかりやすいというか。OK。今週初め粉末状のアルコールがアメリカ政府の認可を受けネット上で大きな話題となりましたが、この認可を間違いだったとして取り下げられました。この粉末状アルコールはパルコールと呼ばれ、水や食べ物に簡単に混ぜられるほか、鼻から吸引することも可能です。味はコスモポリタン、モヒート、マルガリータ、レモンドロップの4種類。パルコールを開発したリップスマーク社は現在特許申請中とのことです。
On Monday, U.S. government authorities mistakenly approved product labels for a powdered alcohol known as Palcohol. The error caused a stir on the internet about the product and speculation as to what its applications might be. If Palcohol is eventually approved, people will be able to make alcoholic drinks and food by simply mixing in a flavored powder.
もう悪い予感しかしないんだけど。これ。どうよこれ。
Do you know anything about how this is actually made? Because usually alcohol just evaporates.
なんかね、それ内緒なんだって。企業秘密なんだって。
Hmm.
So it's not published.
People will snort this if it comes out.
絶対やるよ。
That's gonna happen.
絶対やるよ。だから記事にもいろんなところで書いてあるもん。これは鼻から吸引も可能ですって。だって絶対やるよ、みんな。
Oh, do they?
もう本当に悪い予感。
It's confirmed that it's possible and it works that way?
Yeah, that's what all the media articles say. That you can snort it. 絶対やるよ。だからもうこれ危ないよ。まあ間違いで認可するっていうのもちょっとどういう状態なのかよくわからないけど。
How many deaths if this comes out?
If you had it
in the first year, how many deaths? If you just had to pick a number.
I don't know.
100? More or less?
I have no idea.
Well, think about alcoholics. Think about kids that are drinking hand sanitizer and
yeah.
crazy shit like that. Or prohibition and moonshine and
yeah.
just the alcohol culture gets crazy about some of this stuff.
だって自分がアルコール中毒だったらもうこれ最強に便利じゃん。You know, and especially in the States, like in Japan, you can be carrying open bottle, like drinks, and then you can drink on the street, and that's totally fine, right? But in the States, you can't, John. でもこの粉だったら別に車とかに置いてても多分平気だしとかなるとさ、結構やばくない？
It seems like a hard drug. Well, alcohol is a pretty hard drug,
yeah.
actually.
It wouldn't it be really funny? Like it comes out, like the government approves it. It comes out, people die, and then it becomes illegal. And then like,
well, why would that happen? I look at cigarettes.
yeah, but like I feel like, and cigarettes だったら死ぬまでに時間がかかるじゃん。
The whole, does it matter? You're still alive when it kills you.
No, I mean.So it's harder to make it illegal. But if, you know, people died from this thing, like overdose とか.
Yeah, I mean, it'll kill a lot of people over the long term as well.
でもね、これに味がついてることにちょっとびっくりした。
But you can kill yourself with normal alcohol too.
Yeah, まあね。
How much do you have to drink before you're dead of vodka? If you chug like a liter, are you dead?You might be dead, right?
Yeah.
If you just chug a liter all at once.
Yeah. That's the thing, right? If it's liquid, then it's kind of hard to consume a lot because you get full and everything and you get sick. But 粉だったらさ、結構一気にいけそうじゃない?
Mm.
お腹いっぱいになんないから。
Just the way that we... the way that we treat drugs is so backwards.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
ね。まあこれでも認可されてないからね。別にこれが。
I mean, look at all these other drugs that are illegal, whether it's psilocybin or MDMA or cannabis or DMT, like all these other drugs.
Yeah.
None of them are even close to alcohol in terms of harm to the body.
Mm.
And that's completely established. That's scientific fact.
Right.
That's not up for debate at
right.
all.
Right.
It's not even close.
Right. ね、だからやっぱ粉にしない方がいいよ。やっぱ粉にしない方がいい。
we're thinking about coming out with powdered alcohol that、yeah. you can snort. Meanwhile, drugs like psilocybin and cannabis and these other drugs, ayahuasca or whatever else,
yeah,
which have been shown to be beneficial,
yeah,
in many ways, even medicinal.
Is ayahuasca?
They're not even being considered. In this country.
Is ayahuasca illegal in Latin America? Like in Brazil?
Or I believe that it is legal in Brazil.
Okay, okay. Is it illegal here?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Well, Japan hasn't done any thinking on its own.
At all. Yeah.
The only thing Japan did was lose the war, talk to the U.S. The U.S. is like, yo, we want to sell you all these drugs. So Japan's like, yeah, okay. Yeah. We don't really have a say.
Yeah.
So they just adopted all of these stupid laws from the United States. These aren't laws that Japan came up with.
Yeah.
I mean, Japan made psilocybin illegal in like 2001 or something. But I think that's another U.S.
yeah.
law.
まあね、そのドラッグに関しては、あの、アメリカがジャイアンだとすると、日本はもう常にスネオだからね。You know, like, 本当にただ follow するだけ. So,
yeah.
Yeah. まあ、とりあえずこの粉末状のアルコール認可されないっていう、されたっていうのは間違いだったっていうのは良かったなって。
You know, how much of this stuff do you have to snort before your liver fails?
I don't know.
Probably not much.
しかも snorting is really bad for your nostrils, too.
Your nostrils?
Nostrils.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the other day I was saying Armageddon. Like the whole time, and I said the word so many times.
Armageddon?
And then, yeah, and my friends are like, it's Armageddon, not Armageddon.
Armageddon sounds like a gay porno.
Yeah, I know. I do that sometimes.
Tsugi. A company called Festo has created a bionic kangaroo with energy efficient jump kinematics. The bionic kangaroo features lightweight construction combined with state-of-the-art pneumatic and electrical movement technologies to create a mobile system that efficiently carries stored energy.
Festo 社がバイオニックカンガルーを開発しました。カンガルーの生態工学に基づきジャンプも可能です。軽量化を重視したボディを空気圧と電気を利用して効率的に動かします。ビデオ見た？
Yeah.
マミ見てない。
You didn't see it?
リアルだった？I only saw the picture. 写真は可愛かったけど。
It's pretty realistic.
Okay.
It moves better than you would expect it to.
Mm.
It actually jumps. Mm. It's not. I don't really know that much about robotics.
Mm.
But you can kind of see the mechanisms of these things. It has little motors in its hips. It has a little motor in its tail.
Okay.
So it operates using both electric motors and their pneumatic movement technologies.
え、こういうのなんて言うんだっけ？あの、動物の動きを研究してそれをロボットに応用するっていうの。
Bionic.
No, there was another word.
Biomimetic.
あ、そうだ、それ。
Yeah, I mean bionic kangaroo.
That's interesting.
でもこれ別に何か目的、the official name of it.
なんか目的があって今、あの、作ったわけじゃないんでしょ。
Hmm?
その特に目的、なんか前のさ、亀の、あの、ロボットの時は、なんかの創作の時に使う目的があったじゃん。
Hmm.
But this one, it doesn't have particular purpose or anything, right?
Well, they just wanted to be able to they wanted to see if they could create something that moves.
Okay, okay.
It's a challenge. It's a demonstration almost. It's like if we want to emulate the movement mechanics of a kangaroo, can we do that? Because there's a exploding demand for these robotics technologies.
Right.
And, you know, we can either use wheels or we can use tracks.
Mm.
We can use the four-legged design. The special thing about this design is that when it moves, it uses this pneumatic technology to kind of reabsorb that energy when it lands. I think when it lands, it like recompresses air in this reservoir.
で、なんかその空気圧が結構ポイントだよね。
リアルに見える。And so it can reuse that air pressure.
ああ、そかそかそか。
And that makes it efficient.
Also
with this thing, it doesn't need a cable. You don't have to plug it in or anything. It has a onboard power supply.
So you just charge it once in a while?
Well, it's not a product. It's not like you go put it in the charger or something. But it means it can move around without being tied to something.
Right.
That's one of the challenges. You know, how do you power this thing? Because oftentimes the power requirement means that you have to have such a large battery. But all the battery technologies we have right now are really heavy. And that's not what you want if something's jumping.
Right. 確かに。カンガルーっていうのがいいよね。なんか他の動物とちょっと違うじゃん。あの四つ足の普通の動物と動きが。
But this one doesn't stand on the tail. This one doesn't use the tail to move.
Oh.
Don't kangaroos use the tail to move?
Yeah, I think. Well, to balance their weight.
Yeah, well, this one balances its weight with the tail, but I don't think it actually
moves.
It can't like stand on the tail or anything.
Eh?
Because real kangaroos, the tail is really, really strong, and they can actually stand up on their tail.
Eh?
Right?
What?
They lean back on their tail.
Eh?
Am I wrong about this?
どういうこと？え、足を浮かせて尻尾だけで立つってこと？
Not just like balance on their tail, but I think they use their tail when they're moving or something, don't they?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll call that.
I might be thinking of like a cartoon or something. I have no idea. But I thought they like. Oh. Yeah, I found it. Yeah, they like jump up on their tail. When they
jump
like
jump up on their tail?
Yeah. Their tail can like support their weight. So if they want to kick you, they like jump up on their tail and they kick with their legs.
Oh, both of their legs.
Yeah, both legs at once.
あ、そう。へえ。すごいね。
Yeah.
まあ確かに尻尾超マッチョだもんね。てかカンガルーって結構すごいマッチョだよね。なんか血管とか浮いてるしさ、よく見ると。
Well, their arms are really
tiny.
Tiny.
Yeah, and they're really nice.
No, they're not.
They were really nice. I fed them in Tasmania.
Have you seen the GIF of this? I forget who it was. Some crazy like cowboy is he's standing outside of this fence and there's a kangaroo in there like walking around and he decides that he's going to jump in there and try to fight the kangaroo.
So stupid.
So this cowboy jumps in there. Immediately the kangaroo is like, I'm going to beat his ass. The kangaroo walks up and he throws like one or two punches that miss and the kangaroo just comes forward and it's
バカじゃないの?
The kangaroo's arms are just like a whirlwind of just bones and claws, and it's he just gets the crap beat out of him.
So, すごい強いんだよね、カンガルーって。だから、
he like barely escapes.
So, 危ないんだよ。あの、蹴られたらこっちの内臓が破裂しちゃうって。強いからすごい。So, yeah, you should never fight them. That's so stupid.
He was just fucking around. But, yeah, it's stupid. It also has this armband gesture control.
Okay.
So, you can control the kangaroo.
Oh, okay.
So if you want it to like turn around, you do this little circle motion with your hand. It's kind of designed to simulate the commands that they have for dogs. You know, like dog trainers have little things they do with their arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
次。
次。
The U.S. Supreme Court recently upheld a Michigan state law banning racial criteria for university admissions. Many experts consider this a key decision in the ongoing debate over affirmative action in the U.S. nationally.
アメリカ最高裁判所は大学が学生を受け入れる際に人種でふるいにかけることを禁止するミシガン州の法律を支持しました。アメリカではマイノリティの差別撤廃措置に関して議論が広がっています。これ racial criteria っていうのはそのクォーラとかってこと？
Yeah, well, you can get accepted into a school with a lower test score if you
are minority.
Yeah, if you are a minority.
そっかそっか。
And so what that means is if you are not part of the minority, then you have to get an even higher test score to be accepted.
Okay. それが禁止ってこと?
So they're accepting, for example, they're accepting... well, they're turning away white people that have the same test score as, let's say, black people or Native Americans.
Oh, okay.
In order to kind of meet that quota.
やっぱそのクォーラやめた方がいいと思う、私は。そのなんか、あの、差別撤廃するために、その弱い立場の人とか、少数の人を優遇する。優遇しようと思って逆効果みたいな、あの、まあ、女性男性とかもそうじゃん、そのジェンダーの話もそうだけど、女性をじゃあ何パーセントとか、じゃあ黒人の人何人とか、そうやってクォーラ決めちゃうとなんかおかしくなるよねやっぱ。
Yeah, what do you think about affirmative action when it was first introduced?
Well, I mean, 昔はそりゃ I think it was necessary. You know, like the government or whoever, like everybody needed to force people to hire, you know, people in the minority or women or whatever. Like, people had to be forced to do that. But now, I'm not sure.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm not sure because, like, it's... さっきの例で言ったら同じスコアなのにじゃあ自分は白人だから入れないってなると That's not fair for the white kid, right?
And, but they'd make the argument that the white kid is privileged, was born into an affluent family and had better education.
But there are a lot of white kids in like, you know,
poor situations.
Yeah, poor situations orThere are rich black people too, right? So, I don't know. I always feel uncomfortable with the concept of quota.
Yeah.
私、アジア人だし、女の子だけど、それでも、クォーラはちょっとおかしいと思う。
So, once they... I think it was in a... There are some schools that don't have... That don't adhere to this affirmative action rule or haven't been.
Oh, okay. そうするとどうなるの?
And what ends up happening is you have really low numbers of black people, really low numbers of Mexicans. You also have lower numbers of white people. Asians completely take over.
Okay.
If you have no quotas and you're only accepting based on test scores, Asians are making up like 60-70% of the students at those schools.
Okay.
They just do better.
Yeah. え、じゃあ逆にアファーマティブアクション取ってるところはクォーラがのアジア人の枠がそこまでないから成績がいいアジア人も落とされてるってことでしょ?
I believe so.
To meet the white people quota, which probably accounts for majority.
Well, you know, at some point you say we have enough Asians.
Yeah, exactly, right. Exactly. だからやっぱおかしくない? で、そのスコアだけで、まあでもな。でもそうすると、だから教育受けれてなくてスコアが低い人はじゃあもう一生無理じゃんっていうことになっちゃうけど。
The interesting thing is these Asians are not coming over, you know, these Asian families that immigrated to the United States were not well off. They didn't have a leg up on the competition.
Yeah.
They, you know, their parents run a dry cleaning business, not to be stereotypical, but, you know, it's, well, that, that's not a, that argument kind of falls apart, doesn't it?
このディベート結構多いよね。そのハイエデュケーションの人は結構あのお金持ちの家族から来てる人が多い、
うん、
それをそのまま受け入れてるとその上下関係がいつまで経っても改善されないから
Look at all the doctors. Look at all the Indian doctors in the United States now. You think they came from rich families?
まあね、そうだからやっぱり、まあ、だからこの今回の US Supreme Court の判断は良かった。でもアメリカだとどうなってんのこれ。Like how are people seeing this?
Well, there's always been a really big divide on this between conservatives and liberals.
Okay.
And the traditional liberal perspective is that affirmative action is necessary. To help these communities that have been oppressed for so many years, so many yeah. generations.
Yeah.
And I think there's definitely a problem there. I don't think that affirmative action is the way to address that problem. And if people are on shaky, you know, come from a family where they can only get a public education and all this other stuff, I think there are other ways to address that problem. We don't need affirmative action. We need better public schooling, for example, right? That's a huge disadvantage, that the education is so bad in some of these places.
Yeah.
And there are other things like that. The quota thing doesn't make sense to, if there was going to be affirmative action and they were going to make that argument, I think you have to look at people on a case-by-case basis and look at, you know, what kind of background you're actually coming from and not just the color of your skin, because that's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like affirmative action could be effective, but then you have to be careful with the timing, その切り替えのタイミングじゃない?だからその差別されてる時とか差別がまだある場合は I feel like it helps.
No, affirmative action is 差別. It is
Sabetsu. Yeah, but like, period. I feel like it helped that, for example, like companies, like there were campaigns that, you know, companies had to hire some women or, you know,
it's still discrimination.
Schools had to take, you know, kids in minority. And I think at first, maybe they have to be forced to do it. But then like, you know, その差別が少なくなってきたら you have to drop it, and I think that the timing is really important. Like, you can say the same thing for gay people or you know, transgender people as well. You know, like, まだみんな慣れてないから maybe they get rejected at 面接, but if companies are forced to, then maybe they do it, and then people get used to it, and eventually we can just drop it and be 本当の意味で equal. But until then, it's, you know, sadly, there are a lot of people who would still like 差別する.
I think that's extremely tedious, finicky, and idealistic. I don't think it makes sense.
Well, because like, でもこれがないとだっていつまでも差別する人もいるわけじゃん。学校とか大学。I mean, 会社とか
That won't change. You can't force people to not be racist.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if you're forced to take kids in the minority, and then the kids get, like, racially mixed up, and then kids get used to it, everybody gets used to it, and then maybe they change their mind. Right?
And you think that quotas, racially based criteria, where you accept lower test scores?
No, I'm not saying that. No. I'm not saying that it makes sense. I'm just saying that, like, I feel like sometimes the organizations or people or whatever in the authority have to be forced to.
Should I get hired?
Look at other races or.
Should I be assisted by affirmative action?
Here?
In the States.
Oh, in the States?
If I was a college, if I wanted to go to university in the States, do I get, am I assisted by affirmative action?
I don't know. Are you a minority? Is half white a minority?
See, that's the thing. That, fuck all that race shit. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but then, like, I think they had to introduce this because there was racism and there was no way for black kids to go to school, right? So in that sense, you know, it did help some people for sure. What I'm saying is that you just have to drop it eventually, and that timing is really important. You know? And you can, and I really think that you can really say the same thing for gay people and transgender people here, for example, you know?
I mean, like, certainly there was a need to do something. I don't think that affirmative action was the best way to address the problem or had the best results.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure this is not, like you said, I feel like education is really, really important, and education for even grown-ups, you know, who are taking these kids, or like people in the authority, that's really important, and that's probably the most important thing. But, you know, I'm sure affirmative action must have helped some people to some extent, you know.
Yeah, but it helped some people, sure, but it hurt a lot of people too, and you can't ignore that. Yeah. It hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm
sure. It hurt
sure,
a lot
I'm
of
sure.
people a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's why I say it's not fair, and I don't like the quota system, but it's really tricky because without this, you know, I'm sure it hurt a lot of people in the minority as well, you know, who could have gotten in, who had like chantoshita score.
But as long as we're going to have racially based criteria for anything, where that's racism.
And yeah, that's why people, that's why it's good that they're, you know, dropping it right now. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
もうだからその差別がすごい激しい時はやっぱり強制的にこういうのを入れないと無理なところもあると思うよ。You can't, because a lot of people are just so stubborn and ignorant and stupid. Let's face it. So, you know, a lot of people just don't understand anything.
But
so
this doesn't get you. This is just test scores. That's all this is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a step, right? It's another step that they decided to drop.
But
this.
If they had based this instead of a racial criteria, if they had evaluated your background, your financial background, and determined that you were underprivileged, I mean, wouldn't that make more sense than a racial basis? Because there are a lot of white people that grew up in poor places in terrible conditions that then couldn't get into school because of affirmative action.
There's
all these people.
I know.
It just doesn't make any
sense.
But
I feel like they had to introduce this because, like, there were a case, I'm sure there were a lot of cases where, for example, like Mexican kids or black kids had enough score, but then there were racism in the
they're people,
they just decided to take white kids instead, and that's why they had to introduce this. Like, they
don't need to have more Mexican kids or black kids or less white.
No. My point is that if they had good score, if they had like higher score than white kids, then they should be able to go, right?
No, look, they should help kids get better scores. Not accept kids with lower scores.
I know. I'm not saying what they need to do now. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm sure it, like,
not now. I'm saying from the beginning.
Well, I mean, like, if there were black kids and Mexican kids with good score, but they were rejected because they were in the minority, not because of the test score. I'm sure it happened. And that's why they had to introduce this kind of stuff, no? Even though it's definitely not the best way to solve this. Actually, it doesn't really solve anything. But they had to.
Why did they? You keep saying that they had to. Why?
I'm just assuming, because otherwise, why would they do it?
Well, they. No, the what? That doesn't make sense.
Why?
Well, you're saying that they had to do it. They didn't have to do it. I think affirmative action was a big mistake. I think it still is a mistake. And one argument that I hate hearing from people is when they talk about, the thing is, because people have been assisted by affirmative action, that has created a new sort of racial divide in the United States, because people who were not helped by affirmative action kind of resent those that were and even generalize successful black people or successful Mexicans or successful whatever as having gotten help.
But
a lot of these people, they didn't use that help. But everyone is aware that the rules have been manipulated. And I just don't think that's good for the racial environment.
Let's just drop
the whole race thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier to say that now. Like, I don't know when this was implemented, but there was definitely a racial, like, divide and issues back then, right?
Well, there still is. It's still very strong today.
I bet it was impossible for them to foresee this, you know, all these problems, and now that they're dropping it, so it's good, right? You know,
they're finally realizing
that it's not working. Like, it's really stupid, as you said, if, you know, black people who got helped by this and who didn't get helped by this, like, if they're hating each other or something, then that's like another problem.
Well, not,
which is totally not, unnecessary.
Not even that, but white people. Some white people resent those that were helped by affirmative action.
Yeah.
And assume that those that weren't even helped by affirmative action were. And that's kind of a new problem that's been introduced by this thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's good that they're dropping it now. Right?
Yeah, I've had that position.
So, I mean... No, my point was that I'm sure this has helped some people. And good for those people.
Of course it's helped some people, but it's hurt others too.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just feel like sometimes some people just have to be forced to do something like this because people are just so stupid. You know, this is stupid, but sometimes you have to do it because other people are stupid too. That's my point. That's why I keep bringing up the gay people and transgender people, because... Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't get hired just because you're gay or you look different. But then again, people who are qualified, they're not hired because they're gay or transgender. It happens, you know. So sometimes forcing companies to hire those people helps. But overdoing it backfires, like you've been saying. So, you know, it's really tricky.
I think there are a lot of people like myself that also don't fit into that sort of a system whatsoever.
So, no. Yeah.
And not just people. I don't mean like half Japanese, half Americans, but there are a lot of people that are half white, half black.
Yeah.
Or more ambiguous.
Yeah,
fractions.
And I mean, I think it gets more and more complicated. Again, I don't know where this thing got implemented in the States. I'm sure it was before, like, they thought it would be more simple, like, oh, white people and black people. And then there's Mexican people. And then there's Indian people and Chinese people start coming. And then there's, you know, people who are that person in Australia who's not a man but not a woman either, tokasa. And then there's half kids. It's just like, sugoi diversity jang. So obviously people who started this thing or who came up with it didn't really foresee this variety.
If two people went to a store and let's say three people go to a store, they want to buy a cookie. How much should the cookie cost for the white guy? How much should the cookie cost for the black guy? And how much should the cookie cost for the Asian guy? How much should it cost? Should it be the same price for everybody? Or should it be cheaper for some people?
What?
Should the cookie cost less than 100 yen for the black guy and for the Mexican and for the Asian?
Why should it be different?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Right?
Yeah, but...
Yeah. But shouldn't the black guy have to pay less for the cookie because his living circumstances weren't as good growing up? You know, people are born in Sudan with no food and die in like 4 months. Like, you can't try to adjust for the circumstances that people are put in that way.
Well, I mean, there's scholarship for that, right?
For what?
Like, if your parents are making less than some amount.
There are some scholarships, you know? But they vary between institutions.
So, I mean, my point is that this is... I really don't like the quota thing to begin with. And this affirmative action, I'm sure, hurt a lot of people too. But we have to remember that some people are just really stubborn and stupid, that they have to be forced to you know, do something.
By the government. They have,
like this.
These businesses have to be forced by the government to accept people on a racial criteria.
Yeah. And we have to realize that people are really dumb like that.
Yeah, people
it's
are
really
people
sad,
are going to be dumb.
A fact.
People are going to be racist. People are going to be lazy. Some people are going to work hard.
Yeah, so now they implemented this, and yeah, they got a lot of, you know, diversity in their school and whatever. And now we know that it's caused other problems, and it's not fair for, you know, a lot of people. So they dropped it. So it's good. It's another step forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I think so. A lot of people disagree. A lot of people think that affirmative action is very important, has mm-hmm. been very important for a very long time.
Yeah.
I think affirmative action was not a bad thing. I just think that there are better ways to help people out that are in difficult situations other than a racial criteria. I just don't like the racial criteria. You come up with some other criteria. What is the cause? The cause for the difficulty, their difficulties, is not their race. It's the circumstances that they are born into. You know, whether that's the quality of the schools around them, the quality of the infrastructure, all these other things. Those things need to be improved. Their scores need to be helped, not lowering the standard for accepting those people based on a racial criteria. We can help them bring up their scores based on a criteria that
yeah.
evaluates the financial situations
yeah,
that they
course,
come up from.
Yeah, of course, but I mean, you call me idealistic, but to me it sounds like you're idealistic to think that the government would actually come up with a really good solution to solve racial problems, and then when they came up with affirmative action, they would have foreseen these tsuitekita problems. There's, of course not. And then, you know,
I guess we can just lower our expectations. Be
yeah,
satisfied.
That's, yeah, that's my point. You know, like we don't have to be satisfied, but we just have to remember that a lot of people are just stupid and ignorant, you know, and that's it, you know.
You mean these schools, these educational
like
institutions
who were schools and people who were discriminating so that they had to, you know, have affirmative action. Like if they were being
that's
equal
not why.
To begin with.
It's not the, you know, it's that the United States as a country allowed so many communities to fall so far behind. And the reason for that is varied. There are a lot of reasons why that happened, but that didn't have to happen. You know, they didn't look at the infrastructure and the public school systems and all this other stuff in the US. They've spent so much money on defense, for example,
right,
and just allowed the public school system to deteriorate. That's the mistake. It's right there. Those things need those, you know, to say, oh, we've done everything we can, we're out of money, so we're just going to set quotas, racial quotas.
Yeah, but that's what the government always does. They don't look at the actual problem. They only look at the numbers and be like, oh, you know, there are way too many white kids in colleges.
Yeah, that's
okay, let's just increase numbers. And yeah, you have high expectation for the government, you know, you just, it's...
No, it's not any harder or it's just different. It's just a different approach. It, they would just, there would have to be less corruption. There would have to be less wasteful spending. You know, some of those things would happen.
Yeah,
and
we can go all day talking about what they can do better. There's so much that they can do better, which seems to be super simple and easy to me. But, you know, I feel like it's a good thing that they decided to drop it, the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good.
Yeah. Well, they didn't drop it. They upheld the Michigan state law.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's going the right direction, at least.
Yeah, I think so. Tsugi, FCC. The FCC is going to allow an internet fast lane. In a move counter to the idea that the internet should be neutral, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission has revealed intentions to allow a fast lane for corporate entities online. If it goes forward, this capitulation will represent Washington at its worst, said Todd O'Boyle, program director of Common Causes Media and Democracy Reform Initiative. Americans were promised and deserve an internet that is free of toll roads, fast lanes, and censorship, corporate or governmental.
インターネットは中立で誰にでも平等であるべきという考えが広まる一方、連邦通信委員会 FCC は法人への優遇措置を検討していることを明らかにしました。コモンコーズのディレクタートッド・オボイルは以下のように述べています。これが可決されればワシントンは間違いを犯すことになる。インターネットは企業や政府が設ける有料道路や優先道路、検閲とは無縁であるべきだ。
What do you think?
So, is this for 全部の会社じゃないでしょ?
This would be for companies like Apple, Netflix, Disney,
okay.
Fox.
そのネットのトラフィックが多い会社ってこと？どうやって選ぶの？どういうこと？
They want to pick out, they want to sell these exclusive fast lanes on the internet for content providers like Apple, like Disney, and so forth. So let's say, for example, you have Apple TV.
Yeah.
And you can download some movie on your Apple TV.
Yeah.
Apple wants you to be able to download that movie faster.
Mm.
But they want, but in order to do that, they want to have these sort of exclusive fast lanes on the internet. They
right.
want to construct these new fast lanes on the internet that would be exclusive to these companies.
Ah, is that その。Oh, その回線というかそれ自体を政府が作るってこと新しく。
I
mean, I don't get it because internet providers.
Well, these corporations would pay for it. I don't know who would actually provide the fast lanes.
Right? I mean, the government is not providing the internet. So how?
Well, the government doesn't do anything. They just
so
they
how
just
do they
buy
charge?
Contractors.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, okay, so...
めっちゃ謎なんだけど。
So the FCC is the U.S. Federal Communications Commission is saying instead of having a flat internet where we all kind of use the same stuff and have access to the same stuff, we want to make these special lanes for these big companies.
Yeah.
So that they'll kind of have a leg up on the competition.
Okay.
Is essentially what would happen. Well, is it that confusing?
Well, no, I'm just, it just doesn't really make sense that the government charge the companies for fast internet. I mean, I would understand if there are internet providers, like if internet providers are saying this.Then I would understand.
Mm.
But what does... Why the government?
Well, it's the FCC. But right now, everyone kind of has to deal with the same hardware, right?
Mm.
Well, that would no longer be the case. These would be exclusive. These fast lanes, we couldn't use them. Small startups from Silicon Valley wouldn't be able to distribute content at the same level that these big companies would. But right now, everyone's on the same, more or less equal playing field. And that's what would change.
Okay.
It's not the end of the world. It's not as bad as the SOPA or PIPA thing.
まあなんか一消費者としてだけ考えるとメリットもあるよね、
But、
きっと。
You know, they don't need... What you're saying is exactly the point. Why is the government involved? Why does the government have to do this?
Yeah.
They shouldn't be. The FCC should have nothing to do with this. The FCC should not be negotiating things in smoky, dark rooms with these shady corporate entities on the internet. If you want to do something, you do it. Oh, it's not fast enough for you? Well, you know, if the demand is there, it'll innovate and we'll get there. But it'll get there at the same time for everybody. Not just you. Not just Disney or whoever.
それか、だからそのディズニーとかアップルとか大きい会社が専用に、何、例えばそのさっき言ったみたいにアップル TV 見てるお客さんにすごい早いインターネットを提供するとか、別にそれはいいけど、そこに FCC が入ってる意味が分かんないよね。That's like really weird, no?
Well, it's like, I don't understand the plans exactly. I haven't really looked into it that much. I've only looked at a couple articles. And this news just came out. This just came out.
Okay.
So there's not a ton of information on it. But you know, have you looked at a map of how we have the internet all wired up under the ocean and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, everyone uses those same lines, right? Well, what if we built one extra line next to that and we say, well, this other cable under the ocean here is for these giant corporations that kind of paid us to do this. Rather than increasing the capacity for everyone at once.
それを政府が作るってことか?
I don't know. That's partially speculating, but I'm assuming that's what they mean by these constructing these internet fast lanes for these companies.
まあだからそれこそ一消費者としてだけ考えれば、Apple テレビ早くなってくれれば嬉しいけど。
Well, it will get.
でも、
What's going to happen is you kind of create this hierarchical situation. Right now, the internet's flat.
Yeah.
Right now, the internet's pretty flat. Turkey's thinking about breaking off. but other than that, and other than some censorship in some parts of the world, like China, it's pretty flat. And there's not a whole lot of censorship. And everyone has benefited greatly from this, right? Once you get the hierarchical thing going on where you're favoring these big corporations that have put a bunch of money to get money together to build this exclusive fast lane thing, now all of a sudden you have people that can use this and everyone else can't use this. Well, then you're at a disadvantage if you're a little startup. So this could potentially stifle out the next Twitter or the next Facebook or the next whatever.
Right.
Right.
でもこれ結構な確率でこのまま進むってことでしょ、でも。Like they are planning to do this, right?
No, I think it could still be stopped at this stage.
Oh, okay. そっか。
I hope so. It's weird. There are. It seems like we should just all agree on the rules. They've tried to do this. I forget the organization that did it, but they drafted up a thing saying, you know, this is how the internet's going to be. It's going to be fair. It's going to be flat. And we're all going to be equal on the internet. And then they've submitted this thing to the U.S. government over and over. It's been rejected like twice.
Okay.
Meanwhile, they keep rewriting up this SOPA PIPA type stuff, which is no good.
だからその水とか電気と同じインフラストラクチャーっていうふうに考えるのか、それともこういうふうに、
It's like、if
こういうふうになっていっちゃうのかっていう。
Only people that live in Minatoku can get clean, the cleanest water or something like that.
ね、まあ、だからその普通の人はインターネットインフラと捉えてるから水とか電気と同じようにこういう話が出るとえって思うけど。
If you're a minority, you get faster internet.No? You don't like that idea?
Then I should move out of Japan immediately
yeah.
to become a minority.
Yeah. Hook me up with that laser internet. That neutrino internet. I'm waiting.
そうだよね。だからある意味白人じゃなければ you can benefit a lot from affirmative action. Like if you use it to your advantage.
Yeah. I actually have some completely insignificant and inconsequential...amount of Native American blood,
okay.
which is like the ultimate minority.
Yeah.
If you're Native American, you're like, you can be president.
そうだね。
You can't be president. but
yeah,
you,
yeah, そうだね。
It's like、True. The ultimate, but it, I think it's some, I don't know what percent it's from, but it's like if you're...
でも do you like, actually have to prove it? Like, how are you going to prove it? Can you just say like, oh, I'm like...I don't know, like 15% native.
15%? Why not?
Or I don't know. I can't. But like, can you just like come up with some number and
you
just
should
tell
think
them?
In fractions. Half, fourth, eighth, 16th, 32nd.
Yeah. Can you just come up with like something
no,
like
I,
that and
I,
just tell them?
I'm sure you have to have some sort of evidence. But I think、
really?
I'm like a 32nd or like a 64th or something.
でもそう考えるとだからやっぱおかしいよね。If you're like 1/4 Irish,
if you're a 16th Native American, then you can get into a university with lower test scores. I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay.
How what is that?
まあでも難しいよね。なんかその悪いなっていう気持ちがあるわけでしょ。そこには悪いことしちゃった。あなたの ancestors にすごい悪いことしちゃったから。優遇しますっていう
And it's weird because if a person that's 1/16th can get in with lower test scores
yeah.
but I'm like 1/32nd so I can't
yeah.
it's like wait a second I'm only 50% less Native
yeah.
American than
yeah.
that guy is
yeah. まあだから難しいよねこれさあの
But give me like a score in the middle
これ難しいのはそういう感情論が入ってくるからでしょ多分その数字とかだけ見てどうこう言えるもんじゃないじゃんだから難しいんでしょう多分、
mm.
なんかそういうあ悪いなっていう気持ちがあるからどうしても
It's just the racial thing that doesn't work.
しかも自分がやった側だからなかなか言いにくいじゃんじゃあもう優遇するのやめますみたいになったらさそれはそれで怒られるし、
mm.
だから難しいよね
You know, I think there's too much emphasis on test scores in the first place.
What? To get into college?
Yeah.
でまあ、それは日本の方がすごいけどね確実にだって SAT みたいに何回も受けられればまだいいけどさそれは本当声を大にして言いたいよ日本の受験だってあの1日だよ1回で終わりだよもうその日熱で出してたら終わりじゃん、うん、SAT みたいにあもう今日ちょっとできなかったけどもう一回受けようとかできればさ
Don't you, いいけど you know, you prepare for like months?And then it's like test day, and you're so nervous, and you have your calculator and your
yeah.
number two pencil and your
yeah.
and your mono eraser, and you're,
yeah.
you're all good to go. And then you just have an off day.
Yeah. しかも months どころじゃないよ。日本の受験生だったらもう years だよ。You study for this one day for years and years, and then you get influenza,
yeah.
and it's done.You know?
Yeah.
Of course they kill themselves. It's like, it's so depressing. It's so depressing. またあればいいじゃん。別に SAT みたいに何回も受けれるようにすればいいじゃん。
You
今
know,
インターネットもあるんだからさ、ネットベースの試験とかにすれば採点だってそんな大変じゃないしさ。
Mm-hmm.
Just make it easier for these kids. It's like torture. もういじめじゃん。
I took the GMAT.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
GMAT's pretty tough.
Mm.
The math is pretty tough.
Right.
I studied so much for this GMAT. There was a point where I was studying every single day at least like 8 hours.
Mm.
I was just, my eyes would get, when my eyes couldn't take it anymore, that's when I stopped.
Mm.
I was just studying. And then I sign up to take the test. I go, and the guy on the phone, I couldn't find the place. It was so hard. I went there 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
But it was like in some weird building that you couldn't see what it was called and like all this other. I was on the phone standing in front of the building. But I didn't know I was in front of the building. I knew I was close.
Wow.
I was like,
sucks.
I'm in front of this
building.
This coin parking, which I think is really nearby. And then the guy's like, turn left. I'm like, dude, you don't know which way I'm facing.
Yeah.
What do you mean left?
He's
like, left. And I'm like, dude. And so I just started speaking to him in Japanese.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't understand what you're saying. Just speak in Japanese.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a language issue. This guy was nuts. It took me 30 minutes to walk like 10 feet and go into this office because this guy was so ridiculous.
そうだからそういうこともあるじゃん絶対。しかも地方から出てきてセンター試験東京にね受けに来てる子とかさ道に迷ったりとかするかもしれないし、しかもセンター試験雪じゃんいつも。なんかそういうさ、
really?
なんかなんでそんないじめるのって思うよね。何年も勉強してきた結果を出せるその一日をわざわざその雪とか降る寒い日に設定して、しかも1回しかチャンスくれないっていうさ。It's so mean. It's overly mean.
You know what they told me right before I took that GMAT?
Yeah.
They said the name on your passport doesn't like match this other, because I had
right.
My name situation is messed up because of Japanese law. So they told me because it didn't match my U.S. one.
Mm.
Like my driver's license didn't match my something weird. They said, you can take the test, but it might not count. We might reject the score.
Eh? 意味ないじゃん。
So I'm like, what? I was like, dude, give me my money back. And they're like, no refund. I was like, what? Well, I might as well take the test if I can't get
Fuck
a refund. But wait,
so
I won't even know if you guys are going to accept the score or not. They said, we'll let you know after you take the test. And I was like, but if I, can I see? Like, so if I take the test, they keep the score and it's like public record it's like forever.
Mm.
Unless they reject it.
Okay.
But I don't know my score.
It
was like,
yeah.
So I was like so upset. I was so like stressed out, and I took the test and it was so bimyo. I was just like, what?
なんかバイリンガルニュースも結構受験生の子とか聞いてくれてるじゃん。だから頑張ってほしいよね。この意地悪の状況に負けずさ。
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel so bad. なんか自分の子供だったらすごいかわいそうって思っちゃうもん。
It's ridiculous pressure. I've never felt that much pressure before, other than those tests.
I mean, 私も
I can talk on this podcast and talk to this many people and go on 爆笑問題.
Yeah.
That's way less pressure than the pressure that I felt to take these tests.
Yeah. Yeah, そうね。頑張ってみんな。これからテストある人は。
Yeah.
Okay. お話以上で終わりなんだけど、アップデート出た話この間したっけ？
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No?
Okay. Yeah. I think so. ボケてる。ボケてるから。そうこの間ね、太田さんのことをおやっさんって呼びたいって言ったらラジオでちょっとその話をしてくれて、なんか太田さんは微妙そうだったんだけど田中さんがまあいいんじゃないみたいな感じだった。
じゃあ結局どうすんの？
おやっさん。マイケルのモノマネしてたんだよね。太田さんがおやじさんって。
おやじさん。
おやじさんって言ったことないけど真似してた。面白い。 あとあのマネージャーの宮山さんの話もずっとしてたけど Yeah, it was really funny、あとあこの間 Facebook で生まれる年を選べたとしたらいつを選びますか、
うん、
みたいな質問して結構ねみんなの回答がバラバラだったね。なんか明治時代とか地球が壊れる50年前とかバブル、
うん、
龍馬の時代とか2112年ドラえもんが生まれた年。
Is that when he's born?
Apparently 知らなかったけど私もバブルちょっと見てみたかった。
I thought he was a robot.
I mean he was made in 2112年かな2500年西暦2500年だってすごい未来幕末江戸時代。
There were more people that said the past than the future、
うん、
right?
うん過去の方が多いね確かに、mm. 知ってるからかなね。あの想像できるじゃん、mm. 未来だとちょっと2050年2070年とかちょっとわけわかんなすぎて
Yeah 選ぶの難しい。 It's so hard to predict the future.
私今でいいや別に今で満足です。
Really?
YesNo?
I'm definitely picking the future.
Really? Hmm. But like, it might be worse than this. So.
It might be.
Yeah. It's like, すごいギャンブルじゃない? Might be super like, I don't know, convenient and everything is like, 超 perfect or everything's like, 超 shitty.
Is convenience really a good thing? I was kind of thinking about that the other day.
もうその話したらもうこのポッドキャスト3時間ぐらいになっちゃう。I have so much to.
Let's go.
やだよ。やだ。みんな。
I could talk about whatever.
いや、私コンビニエンスに関してはね、すごい話すことある。あのヨーロッパすごい不便じゃん。でも不便な方が幸せな時があるの。そう。その話したらね、もうすごい長いよ。Maybe in 特別編。
Yeah, we're recording 特別編
そう、今日ね、この後、あと15分ぐらいでゲストがね、来るんだよね。その特別編撮るよ。
準備しなきゃね。
そう。というわけで、引き続き、Twitter、Facebook、Instagram、お願いします。
今日何曜日？
今日、木曜日でしょ。
正解です。
そう、Instagram に私が、あの、土地狂って髪の毛を、あの工作バサミで
ビビりました
切った写真あ写真じゃない動画をね載せたらマイケルがそこでメールしてきて、yeah. 何これみたいな
超急じゃない
なんかねずっと伸びてるなって気になってて普段美容院行くんだよ私もちゃんといつも自分で来てるわけじゃないんだよみんな でもなんかすごい嫌になっちゃったの急にでやばい髪邪魔すぎるって思ってでも工作バサミしかないからこれでいいやって思ってでなんかもうそこまでいったら何も考えずに適当に掴んで横に切ったんだけど結構さ普通だよね
うん
ねよかった、
うん、普通よりいいかも
イエーイ無料だよ無料そういうね変な動画とか写真とか載せてるので、興味ある人はぜひ見てみてください、
yep.
終わり
以上です
バイ
バイ